Hi, I'm John Morgan. Welcome to Where Should I Ski, the podcast. Today we're going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, one of the holy trinity of ski areas in the U.S. Smack in the middle of the Teton Range in the Rocky Mountains, 12 miles northwest of the town of Jackson and due south of the Grand Teton National Park. Jackson is arguably the most scenic ski area in North America. It's independently owned since 1982, and it's unique by not being owned by one of the big conglomerates, and therefore it retains its unique character. The main mountain at Teton Village is known for its steep terrain and huge vertical of 4,139 feet. The official stats are 50% expert, 40% intermediate, 10% beginner, with all this terrain serviced by a new and extensive lift system. That system's headlined by the spectacular and legendary Tram. Today, we're talking about the real Jackson with Tim Flanagan, longtime Jackson skier, coach, and owner of Ski Gear TV. Tim has lived in Jackson for over 21 years, teaching, coaching, and raising his family. So, Tim, let's talk Jackson.
Jackson, Wyoming. Well, I'm from Colorado, and I was born and raised in the same county, Grand County, Colorado, which is basically between Berthoud Pass and Rabbit Ears Pass. And I had met my wife at a ski race in Crested Butte, and she had grown up in Jackson and always wanted to come home. And we had an opportunity to do that, so we sold everything, and here we are.
And how long have you been up there? It's been a while.
It's 21 years, I believe, now. So not a local, not even close, but working on it.
There's not a lot of locals left up there, but it's at 21 years, you're pretty much as close as it gets.
Well, maybe. Don't tell a real local that.
Tell me about Jackson. What's the best thing about Jackson of all in your 21 years? What's the best thing you've run into there?
Well, it was and remains an incredible place to raise kids. It's kind of the right size. Has all of the activities you can imagine, art, dining, all kinds of social stuff that goes on. The school district and the school system here is quite good. And I think a lot of that has to do with the wealth that moved in here, demanding a higher level of education and accountability at all levels. And so it's still, it's still a pretty small part of the world at maybe 20, 21,000 residents, but with all of the things that you would get in a big metropolitan area. So I think that's the number one takeaway. It was the best move we could have made for our kids. And when you have kids, then, the thing that follows, it's the best thing for you.
So in 21 years, you must have skied Jackson in pretty much every condition that's out there.
That was the thing that blew my mind every time I visited before we moved here. And then after we moved here, this is not Colorado. This mountain can be very inconsistent, changing radically within a week. You can go from powder conditions to very firm and everything else in between. And that's what I love about it still to this day, is it's never the same two or three times. It's always something different. And that makes it not only interesting, but just really good for your skiing, because you learn how to handle everything that gets thrown at you.
Yeah, and there's some stuff that gets thrown at you there. When I've skied Jackson, it's I usually end up going with somebody that knows the mountain, and they throw me off some corner somewhere, and the next thing I know, I'm on one of the steepest runs I've ever been on.
That happens, but then, you can't ignore the world-class grooming that's going on here now. And when we first moved here, the grooming was, pretty good, not Beaver Creek quality, but now it's as good as Sun Valley. It's as good as Beaver Creek, as Snowmass. These guys are, they're really know how to work snow in all kinds of different snow conditions. And the grooming scene and the carving scene is actually getting really big here.
So that really covers the whole mountain, not just the really steep expert parts, but, you know, I'm talking about even, you know, après-vous or something like that.
Yeah, if you're a skier that wants that type of experience, you can go from left to right, from one boundary to the other, and find groomed runs, good pieced skiing, and some of it quite steep because, you know, they have to do it with winch cats and to prepare those slopes. And yeah, these guys are really good at it. So, and then of course you get all the steep chutes and all of that other stuff as well. So it, in terms of, you know, the different types of skiers, the only people that still struggle a little bit are intermediates, because there is no, it doesn't have blue runs that are on the same caliber of what you would find at Stratton Mountain in Vermont, let's say, or, you know, down at Deer Valley. The pitches are a little steeper, but after skiing here for a week, if you're an intermediate, upper level intermediate, and you take a lesson or two, you can become an expert pretty quickly on this hill.
So do you think Jackson's not a place for a guy to take his family who's just learning how to ski? It's, you know, it's the next step. It's a type of place where you'd go, you know, after the kids have gotten to the point where they're pretty solid, and maybe you and your wife are starting to get pretty solid.
No, I think you can bring absolute never, ever beginners here without question, because the lower mountain, the Tiwanat zone, is ideal learning and ideal teaching terrain. It's actually perfect. It's the next jump up that's a little bit of a challenge, but the ski school out there at Jacksonville Mountain Resort is really well tuned into how you can get people to take that next leap. And so I absolutely think it's a great place for me to get. For beginning skiers,
yeah, so
kids included.
So that brings up another sort of point that I've worked on a couple times, is to be able to get a guide, or, you know, just not a ski class ski instructor, but somebody who can show you the mountain, to be able mm-hmm. to find the mountain and find those places you want to ski on one of your first days at any new area. Is that same at Jackson?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, you can hire an instructor for a day. I think you get up to five people in there. And if you just want them to give you a tour of the ski hill so you can become familiar with what's out there, it's a really great way to do it. But I think it's well worth it, because the mileage you get and the insight you get from those folks is super valuable. And I actually will hire a private lesson instructor at other ski hills that I haven't visited myself. You know, it's just, I'm going to do it in Italy here next month. So it just, it makes your vacation better.
Yeah, it does. I'm a full believer in that. I do the same when I go a number of other places. Having a local show you around is really, really good. Also keeps you out of trouble.
Yep. Well, I know restaurants. So they can, you know, they can walk you through the dining scene, not only on the ski hill, but also they have familiarity with what's going on in town and, you know, the nightlife or whatever it is you're looking for. And be it for adults or kid friendly or all of it, you know, it's the business they're in. So they really are valuable for lots of reasons.
So I'm going to switch directions a little bit. What's your favorite day at Jackson? Like, what would you go out, and if you're going to ski for, you know, 4, 6, 7 hours, what are you going to go hit? You're a good skier.
Well, nowadays, since I'm entering my mid-60s, I avoid bumps as much as possible. So I can go lap from one boundary to the other and stay on groomers, but, you know, ski on like a giant slalom ski, but in terms of its flex characteristics, but in something that's 88 underfoot, you know, and just motor around, like taking runs that are 35, maybe 40 miles an hour, making lots of turns and just cruise. And now with this whole lift ticket reservation system, which a lot of people are griping about, and at Jackson Hole, that applies to walk-up window ticket purchases, Icon passes, mountain collectives. By limiting the number of skiers, we really don't have lift lines here anymore. So you can get mileage. And for me, it's all about the mileage. I don't care about vertical feet so much. I just want to go distances, long distances, and not have to look over my shoulder wondering if someone's going to T-bone me and end skiing for me forever. And so that's my favorite day at Jackson, and take a long lunch and ski in the afternoon till about 3:30 and head home.
That sounds about perfect. Do you have days out there where there's just so much snow they've got to close down part of the mountain? And is there a way to be able to ski it then?
Well, that does happen, right? When they're doing a lot of avalanche control. But the snow safety guys out there at Jackson Hole are really good at getting the ski hill open. So it's rare that they would close a large section of it, if any of it, actually. Because a lot of the traverses and stuff cross that type of terrain. So, no, that rarely happens. And we just had a big 40-inch weekend. No, it wasn't really a weekend. And some people were complaining that it was so much snow that it was almost not steep enough to turn in. But, people still got out there and slayed it. So.
That's when you start getting into snorkel weather.
Exactly. And I believe that set an all-time record for a single snow event for this mountain.
Early in our conversation, you talked about all the different things in Jackson to do. You know, you said there's arts, there's restaurants, there's a lot of things there. You know, when I've been there, I've been out in the Elk Range down in the valley, and that's really cool. What kind of things are there to do besides skiing up there?
Well, there you hit on one of them. You can tour the Elk Refuge, which is actually fascinating. They really get you right out in with the elk herds, and you see these massive bulls plus all of the rest of the herds and that gather out there. That's fascinating. The National Museum of Wildlife Art is outrageous. You can spend 4 hours in there easily and be blown away by some of the stuff that they have on display. And speaking of art, there are lots of really good art galleries. Catherine Turner is actually my favorite local artist these days, and her work is phenomenal. You just gotta see it. Snowmobiling, and of course Yellowstone National Park, you can snowmobile up there in the winter. And that's really a unique experience. You can also take snow coaches up in there, and they'll take you all the way to Old Faithful, and you can still walk around the geyser basins and those things. There are snowmobile tours close by here. Just south of town, Astoria Hot Springs has been reborn, and that's a great place to go after a day of skiing. Some of these hotels have their own spas. So like our buddy Corey Carlson can always be seen in the Four Seasons Spa. He's a regular there, right? That's just the tip of the iceberg. If you want a night ski, you can ski at Snow King.
Yeah, how is Snow King these days? I haven't skied there in a long time. I remember that as being as steep as anything.
Right, cold, dark, and steep. Snow King actually has the steepest continuous pitch of any ski hill in North America. It is and now they've opened this run Yeti, which is the steepest run in all of Jackson Hole and Teton County. And supposedly the rollover is 56 degrees.
Yo.
I was down it about a week and a half ago, and it spooked me.
That's like 120%. That's big.
Oh, it's crazy how steep it is. Now, they've put in a bunch of new lifts, including a gondola to the top. They have amazing slope grooming. It's where all the ski racers train for the Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club. And then I coach the Jackson Hole High School ski team. So we do all our training there. And it does have lights at night, lots of man-made snow. And then they put in a chairlift on the backside. So they have a mini Veilback Bowl. It's like a eighth or a quarter of the size of a Veilback Bowl. And it's warmer up there than it is down in the on this side of the, you know, the base area. And when the sun is shining up there, it's outrageous. It's really great skiing. And it's about, I don't know, you can get about 30 or 40 turns back in there, you know, if you're making 15 to 18 meter turns.
That's huge difference.
And they're building a whole new lodge facility up at the top. And it will be the wedding venue or family reunion venue in all of Jackson Hole, because the views from up there, you can see the entire Teton Range all the way up towards Yellowstone. And then all of the mountains to the east and then the valleys to the south. It's just a panoramic view that's unsurpassed in this valley. So it's a game changer. They're also building a big observatory up there. So that's going to be good.
That's very cool. Has town changed much? I assume there's more new restaurants. There's more, you know, more names, more things. You know, I remember going to the $1 Million on off nights up there, but I'm assuming that's still there, but it's sort of passé by now.
Well, it's still going strong, and there's a new steakhouse actually in the basement of that place that all the locals are raving about that. But we also have, you know, every type of food you can imagine in this town. And the quality is very high. And that includes out in Teton Village, there are great restaurants. One of my favorite in Teton Village is at the top of the gondola. You can go up there and have lunch. And, you know, it's great, a great dining experience. And then you click into your skis and finish out your day. It's pretty amazing. But back to town, has town changed a lot? Some of the, there's some new mountain modern architecture that's coming in that they're building $6 million cracker boxes, but they're selling like mad, just like everywhere else where people want to be. And, you know, a lot of the workforce is no longer able to afford to live here, which is tragic, actually, because now, you know, we're depending on a lot of people that are commuting in, and that makes it difficult. But the core of the town still remains the same, and I think the vibe essentially is still the same with the locals. Some of the folks that have moved here recently are trying to, you know, just like happens in every small town, including the one I grew up in, they move in for the vibe and then they want to change it. So that's going on here too. But overall, it's still a really amazing community, and there are just phenomenal people that live here.
Well, that's good to hear that that's still got the vibe. It's still got the people that really make it what it is. I'm going to sort of finish up with one last big question. What's your philosophy about skiing for yourself? Your philosophy around skiing is probably very much tempered by growing up in Colorado and then moving to Jackson, but.
Yeah, my dad came west as a true ski bum from New Hampshire. He hails from Southern New Hampshire, and he came out west, slept in his car in parking lots, shoveled snow in exchange for food, bust tables or did whatever in exchange for lift tickets. And he did that for a couple of years, and he was just passionate about skiing. Ultimately settled in Winter Park, became a ski instructor. He was a stonemason in the summer. And when I came along and growing up, the school bus would drop me at the Winter Park ski area after school, and I would get there just in time to, if I could get my gear on quickly enough, catch a chairlift ride. And then back then when we were ski racing, you know, we would hike up because the chairlifts would close. They wouldn't keep them open for us. And we'd hike up and run gates. And that was an amazing experience to grow up doing that. Well, all that was going on in Jackson Hole and still goes on. A lot of kids ride the school bus to Snow King after school and go up on the ski hill and do their thing. And so that's an amazing lifestyle. So the sport of skiing for me is this freedom for sure, but it's also just the community that's built around it. You know, skiers, especially those that grew up doing it, have a unique bond. So it doesn't matter where you're from or where you end up, you can always seek those people out. And I'm heading to Sun Valley this weekend, and I know I've been over there a few times, and I know all these locals because we have this connection to the lifestyle and the sport. And is it healthy? Absolutely. And it's just fun. I think the one thing that it's taught me, it's a great and healthy way to live our lives. And I think my wife and kids would absolutely agree.
Tim, thank you for taking the time to talk to us about Jackson today. If you want to ski with Tim, I'm sure you'll find him flying down those groomed runs pretty much every day. If you like our podcast, please share them and listen to perspectives on other areas we've discussed. Thanks for joining us. Take care.